Would the Senate please come to order? Would the members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 12 members present this morning.
Please stand for the invocation by Senator Lehman.
Before I pray this morning, I'm going to read two verses from Psalm 29. It's verses 1 and 2. Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Dear God, I acknowledge you as Creator and Lord. When we get busy with our plans, it's easy to overlook the fact that you are in control, and you have a special plan for us. Thank you for each member of this Senate, for our supporting staff, and for our families. I ask you to bless them richly and to protect us as we travel home. Lord, for the children at Mountain View Elementary School who were injured yesterday, I ask for your healing touch. In Jesus' name, amen.
Senator Pierce, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Ward?
President, I would request that the prayer be unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Madam Secretary, would you certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 119th legislative day.
The journal for the 119th legislative day. Oh, Senator Lehman, you got to move it. I was just going to approve it without your motion.
Just one day?
Yeah,
119th. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 119th legislative day be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal is approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. That brings us to introduction of guests. Are the guests for introduction? Senator Taylor.
Yeah, the gallery director behind me has a dear old friend that I've had the privilege of working on many issues with over the last 16, 17 years, and that's Dr. Rod Wilson. If you'd help me.
If there's no further guests for introduction, that brings us to messages from the governor.
Message dated May 7th. On this date, I have signed the following bill. CS for Senate Bill Number 93, Finance Amended House, an act related to the Arctic Winter Games Team Alaska Trust and providing for an effective date, Chapter 21, SLA 2001. Those are all the messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
Message dated May 7th, stating the House has failed to concur in the Senate amendments to CS for House Bill Number 65, Hess, an act relating to a new optional group of persons eligible for medical assistance who require treatment for breast or cervical cancer and providing for an effective date, namely Senate CS for House Bill Number 65 has amended Senate, and respectfully requests the Senate to recede from its amendments. In the event the Senate fails to recede, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to consider the bills: Representative Dyson, Chair, Representative Murkowski, Representative Hayes.
Senator Lehman.
I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 65 Hess, and recommend a no vote.
The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate recede from our amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 65 Hess, amended Senate? Will the Senate stand at ease, please? One more call to the minority. Will the Senate please come back to order? The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate recede from our amendment to House Bill 65 Hess, amended Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so by a vote of 7 yeas to 12 nays, the Senate has failed to recede from its amendment to House Bill 65. At this time, I'm going to appoint a conference committee to meet with a like conference committee from the House, Senator Green, Senator Taylor, and Senator Olson. Madam Secretary. Do you want to stand at ease?
No, I just like to be recognized.
Oh, Senator Olson.
Mr. President, thank you very much. If we could go back to the introduction of guests.
Without objection, we're under introduction of guests.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Today we have two members from my constituency up in Atkasuk, which is just a little outside of Barrow, here this with us in the Girl Gallery, Edward and Robin Stating, who have been up there on the slope for the last 2.5 years. We have a public safety officer, Mr. with Edward there, and his wife works at the school.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary?
Message dated May 8th, the House stating the House has passed CS for Senate Bill number 137, Finance, with the following amendment. House CS for CS for Senate Bill number 137, Finance, an act relating to the allocation of money appropriated to the Alaska Human Resource Investment Council and providing for an effective date, is transmitted for consideration.
Senator Lehman?
I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute to Senate Bill 137, Finance, thus adopting House Committee Substitute to Committee Substitute to Senate Bill 137, Finance.
Question for the Senate is concurrence with the House amendment, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute Senate Bill 137, Finance. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Senator Donnelly?
Is that the correct? Do we have?
Senate will stand at ease. Would the secretary void the vote? Please come back to order. The board was not in error, although the packet may have been in the reverse order. I think mine was okay, though. The question before the Senate is, now the board is wrong. We're going too fast. The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 137, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute Senate Bill 137, Finance? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Senator Taylor? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendment, thus adopting House Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 137, Finance. Senator Lehman.
I move the adoption of the effective
date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Oh, excuse me. The question before the Senate is the adoption of the effective date clause on House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 137, Finance. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the effective date on House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 137, Finance, is passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays. The Senate will stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? Madam Secretary?
Message dated May 8th, stating the House has passed CS for Senate Bill number 145, Finance, an act relating to regional and village public safety officers relating to the expansion of the village public safety officer program to include the provisions of probation and parole services and related to the retirement benefits for village public safety officers with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 145, Finance, an act relating to regional village public safety officers relating to the expansion of village public safety officer program to include the provision of probation and parole services, supervision services, and relating to the retirement benefits for village public safety officers and providing for an effective date. Technical title change, and is transmitted for consideration.
Senator Lehman.
I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 145, Finance, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 145, Finance. The sponsor recommends a yes vote.
The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 145, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 145, Finance? If there's no debate, members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Senate has adopted House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 145, Finance, by a vote of 17 yeas, 1 nay. Senator Lehman.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on concurrence and final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on concurrence and final passage of House Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 145, Finance, will be considered a roll call on the effective date clause.
Message dated May 8th, stating the House has passed Senate Bill number 152 with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 152, Finance, amended House. An act relating to the handling of an interest on contract controversies involving the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities or state agencies to whom the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities delegates the responsibility for handling the controversies. And it is transmitted for consideration.
Senator Lehman.
I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 152, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 152, Finance, amended House. The sponsor recommends a yes vote.
The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 152, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 152, Finance, amended House? If there's no debate, members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so by a vote of 18 yeas to 0 nays, the Senate has concurred with the House amendment to Senate Bill 152, thus adopting House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 152, Finance, amended House.
Those are all the messages from the House at this time.
Communications?
There are no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees?
There are no reports from standing committees.
Reports of special committees.
The conference committee with limited powers of free conference considering CS for House Bill number 103, Finance, Budget Reserve Fund Supermajority failed, and Senate CS for House Bill number 103, Finance, Budget Reserve Fund Supermajority failed. Senate recommends the conference committee for House Bill number 103, the budget be adopted. This report was read yesterday.
Okay, we're going to hold both the 103 and 104 still on the desk.
I have no other reports from special committees.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 227 by Senator Pierce. An act relating to the airports in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Cold Bay and establishing the Alaska Airport Authority and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance.
Senate Bill number 228 by Senator Taylor. An act relating to the Alaska Insurance Guarantee Association and to liquidation of an insurer and amending Rule 24 Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 229 by Senator Taylor. An act relating to self-audits by insurers, amending Rule 402, Alaska Rules of Evidence, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction this morning.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Lehman.
I move that the House Bill 150 be taken off
the Secretary's desk at this time.
Without objection, House Bill 150 is before us at this time.
House Bill 150 by the House Labor and Commerce Committee by request, an act relating to insurance premiums for rental motor vehicles. It had been read the third time on April 28th.
House Bill 150 is before us in third reading on final passage. Senator Green.
President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to abstain from voting. There might be a perception of a conflict of interest.
There is objection, Senator Green. You will be required to vote on House Bill 150. Question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 150. If there's no debate, members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so House Bill 150 has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas to 3 nays. Senator Pierce? Senate will stand at ease. Back to order. It is our intent to recess for approximately 1/2 hour for a Rules Committee meeting, and so members can have lunch. Senator Ellis, you wanted to make a brief statement.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to rise to a point of information to the body about the Mountain View incident that occurred yesterday. The four victims, all 8 and 9 years old, underwent surgery Monday for wounds to the neck, throat, and head. All of the boys are expected to survive, and these children have been named before publicly. Cody Brown, 8, and brothers Billy Moy, 8, and Eric Moy, age 9, were listed in serious condition in the pediatrics intensive care unit at Providence Alaska Medical Center. The fourth victim was Stephen Hansel, 8 years old. He's in fair condition at the Alaska Regional Hospital as of Monday evening. Classes were canceled at the elementary school to allow staffers and children to meet today with counselors. I think all of us would join together to thank the school staff and the parents for their role in trying to mitigate the situation. But I especially want to thank those police officers who serve Mountain View, the Mountain View Community Patrol, and also the Boys and Girls Club at the Mountain View Community Center. They, while the tragedy was going on in the aftermath, opened the new community center there to the public and helped deal with the crisis. So there was a plan in place. The plan, as much as you can plan for someone like that doing what that person did to those children, the plan went into effect, and I think things reflected positively on the public safety officers and the staff and parents. So things are going as well as can be expected, and our prayers continue to be with those children and their families.
Senator Pierce?
Senator, what time are you planning to come back on the floor?
12:35.
Okay, if you're going to do that, we will meet in Rules at 12:25. We have to calendar one bill, and we also have to take up a matter concerning staffing.
Senator Lehman?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate recess until 12:35 p.m.
Senate's in recess until 12:35. Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Lehman, would you move us back to messages from the House, please? Without objection, we're on messages from the House. Madam Secretary.
Message dated May 7th, stating the House has concurred in the Senate amendments to CS for House Bill number 142 Hess, thus adopting CS for House Bill number 142 Hess, amended Senate, an act relating to the Alaska Temporary Assistance Program. Message dated May 7th, stating the House has passed the following and returned Senate Bill number 99, relating to the DNA Identification Registration System, and Senate Bill number 143, Right-of-Way Leasing Act Application Costs. These bills have been referred for enrollment. Message dated May 8th, stating the House has passed CS for Senate Bill number 72, Finance, with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 72, Resources, an act relating to Take a Child Hunting, Seasons for Big Game, is transmitted for consideration.
Senator Lehman, Senator Kelly. Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate... I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to the Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 72 Finance, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 72 Resources, and recommend a yes vote.
The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 72 Finance, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute Senate Bill 72 Resources? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? So the Senate has concurred in the House amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 72, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 72 Resources by a vote of 17 yeas to 1 nay.
Message dated May 8th, stating the House has passed the following and is transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution number 18, suspending Rules 24C, 35, 41B, and 42E, Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature concerning Senate Bill number 105 relating to crime victims.
Madam Secretary, we have a resolution that came with that.
That is the resolution that I just read.
Okay, this is just the resolution first?
Right, just the resolution.
Okay. The resolution is necessary for the House CS, so it's before us on final passage at this time. Is there objection to the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution number 18, Without objection, House Concurrent Resolution 18 is adopted. Madam Secretary.
Message dated May 8th, stating the House has passed CS for Senate Bill number 105, Finance, an act relating to victims' rights, relating to establishing an Office of Victims' Rights, relating to the authority of litigants in the court to comment on the crime victim's choice to appear or testify in a criminal case, relating to compensation of victims of violent crimes, relating to eligibility for a permanent fund dividend for persons convicted of and incarcerated for certain offenses, relating to notice of appropriations concerning victims' rights, amending Rules 16 and 30, Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure, Rule 9, Alaska Delinquency Rules, and Rule 501, Alaska Rules of Evidence, and providing for an effective date, with the following amendments. House CS for CS for Senate Bill number 105, Finance. An act relating to victims' rights, relating to establishing an Office of Victims' Rights, relating to the crime of victims' choice to appear or testify in a criminal case, relating to compensation of victims of violent crimes, relating to eligibility for a permanent fund dividend for persons convicted of and incarcerated for certain offenses, relating to notice of appropriations concerning victims' rights, relating to restitution for criminal and delinquency acts, authorizing the state to collect restitution on behalf of victims of crime and delinquent acts, and the release of certain information related to that collection, relating to the forfeiture of certain cash and other security for payments of other restitution relating to access by the Violent Crimes Compensation Board to certain records regarding delinquency acts to award compensation to victims, relating to immunity for damages related to certain collections of restitution, amending Rule 82, Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure, Rule 16, Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure, Rule 9, Alaska Delinquency Rules, and Rules 402 and 501, Alaska Rules of Evidence, and providing for an effective date is transmitted for consideration. Title change authorized by House Concurrent Resolution number 18.
Senator Lehman.
I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 105, Finance, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 105, Finance. The sponsor recommends a yes vote.
Senator Taylor.
I wonder if anyone's carrying the bill on the floor. This body and the other, just 1 year ago, passed legislation very similar to this. It was passed unanimously in both the Senate and the other body for the purpose of providing an allocution opportunity for the victims of crime in this state. And many of us have worked on that for many years. And I applaud the sponsor, our president, for having taken that initiative to bring that matter before us. Unfortunately, even though it was unanimously passed by this body and the other, it was vetoed by the governor. And I just wondered if anyone knew whether or not this particular vehicle would now meet with the governor's desires, whatever those may be, in helping victims in this state.
Senator Taylor, with and only with unanimous consent, I'll respond. This bill has two changes. One, the Office of Victim Rights is in the legislative branch, and number two, the provisions of the administration's bill to allow the Department of Law to collect restitution on behalf of victims are included in the legislation. Those are the changes. I believe the administration will support the legislation. Is there debate on the concurrence with the House amendments to Senate Bill 105? If not, the question before the Senate is, shall the Senate adopt House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute Senate Bill 105, Finance? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendment to Committee Substitute Senate Bill 105, Finance, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute Senate Bill 105, Finance, by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays. Senator Lehman.
Ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clauses.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage of House Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 105, Finance, will be considered the roll call on the effective date clauses.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the court rule changes.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage of House Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 105, Finance, will also be considered the roll call on the court rule changes. Senator?
We have an at ease, please.
Senate, will Senate please come back to order. Senator Cowdery.
Thank you. Could we move back up the calendar and introduction of guests?
Without objection, we're under introduction of guests, Senator Cowdery.
Thank you. About a year and a half ago or so, one of my staff members, Annette, asked me to perform their wedding. And I told her that I never did that before. I got my funeral's pretty good, but weddings, I generally cry. Anyway, we had quite an event. I know I told one, thinking about it for some time, I told a friend of mine that I was going to marry Annette. He said, "You're lucky as hell, but I didn't know that you and Juanita was having any problems." But anyway, I performed the wedding, and I'm trying to talk her into staying with me, but she may be leaving and meeting her husband. He's in the military, and if he has to be out of Alaska, she rightfully should visit him. Or stay with him, but I prefer visiting, you know. But anyway, she's been a good staff person, and she's sitting behind me with my wife. Make her welcome.
Madam Secretary.
Message dated May 8th stating the House has rescinded its action in adopting the following. Conference CS for House Bill number 127, an act relating to aviation and to emergency equipment to be carried on an aircraft.
Stan Lehman.
I move that the Senate rescind its action in adopting the Conference Committee report, Conference Committee substitute House Bill 127, and recommend a yes vote.
Thank you, Senator Lehman. There is a technical error in the bill that needs to be corrected. The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate rescind our action in adopting Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 127? The members proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Senate has rescinded its action in adopting Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 127 by a vote of 19 yeas to 1 nay. That Conference Committee, with unanimous consent, will go back and deal with the one section that probably would have resulted in the veto of that legislation and come back with another report. Thank you. Madam Secretary.
Message dated May 8th stating the House has passed CS for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 149 Hess with the following amendment. House CS for Senate for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 149 Finance, an act relating to reemployment of retired teachers to eligibility for major medical insurance coverage for beneficiaries of the teachers' retirement system and to teacher certificates and providing for an effective date. It's transmitted for consideration.
Senator Lehman.
I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 149 Hess, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 149 Finance, and I recommend a yes vote.
The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 149, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for sponsor substitute Senate Bill 149 Finance? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendment to Senate Bill 149, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute sponsor substitute Senate Bill 149 Finance by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays. Senator Lehman.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on concurrence and final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on concurrence with House committee substitute sponsor substitute Senate Bill 149 Finance will be considered a roll call on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary.
Message dated May 8th stating the House has passed CS for Senate Bill number 158 Resources amended with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 158 Finance, an act directing the Commissioner of Revenue to prepare a report to the legislature relating to the state's participation in owning or financing a gas pipeline project and providing for an effective date has been transmitted for consideration.
Senator Lehman.
I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to a committee substitute for Senate Bill 158 Resources amended, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 158 Finance. The chairman of the Resources Committee recommends a yes vote.
Is there debate? Question before the Senate is final passage and concurrence with the House committee substitute for Senate Bill 158, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute Senate Bill 158 Finance. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays, The Senate has concurred in the House amendment, thus adopting House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 158, Finance. Senator Lehman.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on concurrence and final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call and final passage will be considered the roll call and the effective date clause for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 158, Finance.
Message dated May 8th, stating the House has passed CS for Senate Bill number 172, Finance, with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 172, Judiciary, an act relating to an annual report by the court system to the public and the legislature is transmitted for consideration.
Senator Lehman.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 172, Finance, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 172, Judiciary, and the co-chairman of the Senate Finance Committee recommends a yes vote.
The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate concur in the amendment to Committee Substitute Senate Bill 172, thus adopting House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 172, Judiciary? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Senate has passed House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 172, Judiciary, by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays.
Those are all the messages from the House at this time.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
Rules Committee considered CS for House Bill number 198, Rules, effective date added. Public officers' retirement, COLA, and compensation. Signing, no recommendation. Senator Pierce, Chair. Senators Ellis, Ontario. Signing, do not pass. Senators Phillips and Cowdery. CS for House Bill number 198 appears on today's calendar. Those are all the standing committee reports this afternoon.
Reports of special committees.
Memo dated May 8th. The conference committee on House Bill 65 has met and requests limited powers of free conference so that an amendment may be adopted. Contingent upon the granting of limited powers for free conference, we agree to the following amendment, page 1, line 9, following assistance, insert, quote, whenever they are eligible for coverage under 42 U.S.C. 1396A, parens A, 10, A, 2, 8, 18, sorry. If they apply for the assistance before the date that is 2 years after the effective date of this act, page 2, line 30, delete all material. Signing the report, Senator Green, Chair, Senator Taylor, Representative Dyson, Chair, Representatives Murkowski and Hayes.
At this time, I'm granting the powers necessary for the adoption of that conference committee substitute.
Conference committee report dated May 8th. The conference committee with limited powers of free conference considering CS for House Bill number 65 has an act relating to a new optional group of persons eligible for medical assistance who require treatment for breast or cervical cancer and providing for an effective date. And Senate CS for House Bill number 65 has amended. Senate recommends the conference committee substitute for House Bill number 65 be adopted. Signing the reports, Representative Dyson, Chair, Representatives Murkowski and Hayes, Senator Green, Chair, Senator Taylor.
Senator Lehman.
I move that the Senate adopt the conference committee report for House Bill 65 and recommend a yes vote.
The question before the Senate is the adoption of conference committee substitute for House Bill 65. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so conference committee substitute for House Bill 65 has been adopted. Senator Lehman, the effective date.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage of the
Senator
conference...
Senator Lehman? Just
oh, there were 12. I move that the effective date for the conference committee report be adopted.
Question before the Senate is the adoption of the conference committee House Bill 65, effective date clause. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the effective date clause on House Bill 65 has been adopted by 20 yeas, 0 nays. Nope.
Those are all the conference committee reports this afternoon, Mr. President.
Okay. And that was special committees, introduction of Senate resolutions is nothing, Senate bills. It brings us back to the daily calendar, I believe.
CS for House Bill number 198, rules, effective date added by the House Rules Committee, and act relating to a post-retirement pension adjustment for certain persons receiving benefits under the Elected Public Officers Retirement System and establishing and relating to a compensation commission for state officials and providing for an effective date. Finance Committee considered the bill, fiscal notes attached, signing no recommendation, Senator Kelly, co-chair, Senators Green, Olson, and Wilkins, signing due pass, Senators Osterman and Lehman. Rules Committee considered the bill, signing no recommendation, Senator Pierce, chair, Senators Ellis and Terrio, signing do not pass, Senator Phillips and Cowdery. And no amendments.
Senator Lehman.
Move and ask unanimous consent. The committee substitute for House Bill 198, rules, effective date added, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute House Bill 198, rules, is before us in third reading on final passage.
CS for House Bill number 198, rules, effective date added, an act relating to a post-retirement pension adjustment for certain persons receiving benefits under the Elected Public Officers Retirement System and establishing and relating to a compensation commission for state officials and providing for an effective date.
Senator Dunn. Senate will stand. Is there debate? The question before the Senate is final passage of committee substitute House Bill 198, rules, effective date added. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so by a vote of 13 yeas to 7 nays, committee substitute House Bill 198, rules, effective date added, is passed the Senate. Senator Lehman.
I move the adoption of the effective date clause.
The question before the Senate is the adoption of the effective date clause on House Bill 198. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the effective date clause on House Bill 198 has been adopted by a vote of 18 yeas to 2 nays. Senator Lehman.
I bring up reconsideration of House Bill 113.
Reconsideration of House Bill 113 is before us.
Senate CS for House Bill number 113 Hess, an act relating to health care insurance payments for hospital or medical services and providing for an effective date before the Senate in third reading on reconsideration.
Is there debate? Question before the Senate is final passage on reconsideration of House Bill 113. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Is any Senator Kelly? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? So Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 113 Hess has passed the Senate by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays. Senator Lehman, the effective date.
Moving to ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on the effective date clause, the Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 113 Hess will be considered the roll call on the bill. The roll call on the bill will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause. I said that backwards. I'm sorry. Senator Lehman.
That's all right. I bring up reconsideration of House Bill 121.
Reconsideration of House Bill 121 is before us. Madam Secretary.
Senate CS for House Bill number 121, Judiciary, an act relating to the issuance of qualified charitable gift annuities before the Senate in third reading on reconsideration.
Is there debate? If there's no debate, the question before the Senate is final passage. The Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 121, Judiciary. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 121, Judiciary has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas to 0 nays on reconsideration. Senator will stand at ease. Senator Lehman?
Bring up reconsideration of House Bill 244.
Reconsideration of House Bill 244 is before us at this time. Madam Secretary.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 244, Resources, an act relating to a grant of state land to the Denali Borough for a railroad and utility corridor and a railroad development project, repealing provisions relating to a grant of a right-of-way of land for a railroad and utility corridor to the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? Question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute House Bill 244, Resources. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member, Senator Kelly, does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so by a vote of 14 yeas to 6 nays, Senate Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, House Bill 244, Resources, is passed the Senate on reconsideration. Senator Lehman.
Unanimous consent, the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, House Bill 244, Resources, will be considered the roll call and the effective date clause. We stand at ease.
Bill 76.
Reconsideration of House Bill 76 is before us at this time.
Senate CS for CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 76, Finance, an act providing for and relating to the issuance of certificates of participation to finance construction of a new facility to be known as the Alaska Psychiatric Institute, giving notice of and approving the entry into and the issuance of certificates of participation in a lease purchase agreement for construction of a new facility to be known as the Alaska Psychiatric Institute, giving notice of the intention and approval to retain investment income from pertinent appropriations to be applied to the cost of construction of a new facility to be known as the Alaska Psychiatric Institute, relating to the construction of a facility to be known as the Alaska Psychiatric Institute, and providing for an effective date before the Senate and third reading on reconsideration.
Senator Donald.
I move unanimous consent return to second reading for the purposes of specific amendment number one.
Without objection, we're in second reading for purposes of specific amendment number one. Amendment number one has been moved. Is there objection? There is objection. Senator Donnelly.
Amendment number one just sets the conditional language and the effective date into the body of the bill. I think it's important that this be a complete package, that the funding be available to make sure that the old building will be torn down before construction, or at least that we know that before beginning construction on the new building, there will be money available to tear the old building down.
So further debate on the adoption of amendment number one. Senator Phillips.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the abstain from voting on this have conflict of interest.
Senator Phillips, you will be required to vote on the legislation. The question before the Senate is the adoption of amendment number one to Senate Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, Sponsor Substitute, House Bill 76, Finance. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so amendment number one to Senate Committee Substitute, Sponsor Substitute, House Bill 76, Finance, fails to be adopted by a vote of 7 yeas to 13 nays. The bill is back before us in third reading. Is there debate on final passage on reconsideration of Senate Committee Substitute, Sponsor Substitute, House Bill 76, Finance? If not, members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so Senate Committee Substitute, Sponsor Substitute, House Bill 76, Finance is passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas to 3 nays. Senator Lehman.
I move the adoption of the effective date clause.
Question before the Senate is the adoption of the effective date clause on Senate Committee Substitute, Sponsor Substitute, House Bill 76, Finance. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the effective date clause on Senate committee, substitute, sponsor, substitute, House Bill 76 finance has been adopted by a vote of 18 yeas to 2 nays. Could we stand at ease, please? Come back to order. Just in case there's any question, today is obviously the constitutional last day, so reconsideration is not available. And bills do transmit. That doesn't mean that you can't use a rescinding motion, but a rescinding motion doesn't stop progress of the bill until it passes. That is the way you'd reach a bill if the reconsideration were not available. Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we temporarily advance down the calendar to House Bill 250.
Without objection, we're on House Bill 250.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 250, Finance, an act relating to missions and measures to be applied to certain expenditures by the executive branch of state government and the University of Alaska from the state operating budget for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2002, and providing for an effective date, before the Senate in third reading.
Senator Donnelly? It's already in third. Excuse me. Is there debate? The question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 250 Finance. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so by a vote of 18 yeas to 0 nays, Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 250 Finance is passed the Senate. Senator Lehman.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 250 Finance will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause. Okay. Will the Senate please stand at ease? Senator Lehman?
I move and ask unanimous consent that we move temporarily down the calendar to House Bill 102.
Without objection, we're on House Bill 102.
CS for House Bill number 102, Judiciary, amended Senate, an act relating to the theft of propelled vehicles, before the Senate in third reading.
Is there debate? The question before the Senate is the adoption and final passage of Committee Substitute House Bill 102, Judiciary Amended Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so, Committee Substitute House Bill 102, Judiciary Amended Senate, has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas to 0 nays. Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that we advance down the calendar temporarily to House Bill 167.
Without objection, we're on House Bill 167.
CS for House Bill number 167, State Affairs, an act relating to license plates for Alaska National Guard personnel and for antique motor vehicles and providing for an effective date for the Senate in third reading.
Senator Wilkin.
Mr. President, if this is available for cross-sponsorship, I would move and ask unanimous consent my name be added.
Is it available?
Yes.
Without objection, Senator Wilkin, Senator Lehman, Senator Taylor, Senator Pierce will be added, as will Senator Osterman, Senator Phillips, Senator Cowdery. The question before the Senate is final passage of Committee Substitute House Bill 167, State Affairs. If there's no debate, members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so Committee Substitute House Bill 167, State Affairs, is passed the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas to 0 nays. Senator Lehman.
Consider the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call and final passage of Committee Substitute House Bill 167, State Affairs, will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause. We are going to take a recess, and during the recess, there will be a meeting of the Conference Committee on House Bill 127. And and we're going to recess to the call of the chair.
I move that the Senate stand in recess until the call of the chair for the purposes of a conference committee meeting and other things. Expected to be about how long? Okay. Unknown duration.
Without objection, the Senate is in recess to the call of the chair. Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Lehman, would you move us to messages from the House?
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent that we move up the calendar to messages from the House.
Without objection, we're under messages from the House. Madam Secretary.
Message dated May 8th. The House has passed the following and is transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 14, suspending Rules 24C, 35, 41B, and 42E, Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature concerning Senate Bill Number 133 relating to high school competency testing.
The resolution is before us in final passage. It allows the title change on the education high school test. Are there objections to the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution 14? If there are no objections, House Concurrent Resolution 14 is adopted by unanimous consent. Madam Secretary.
Message dated May 8th. The House has passed CS for Senate Bill Number 133, has amended an act related to a two-year transition for implementation of the public high school competency examination to establishing a secondary student competency examination as a high school graduation requirement and providing for an effective date with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill Number 133 rules an act relating to a two-year transition for implementation of the public high school competency examination and to establishing a secondary student competency examination as a high school graduation requirement relating to certain reports regarding academic performance of schools and providing for an effective date. It has been transmitted for consideration. The title change is authorized by the House Concurrent Resolution Number 14.
Senator Lehman.
I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill 133, Hess amended, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 133 rules and recommend a yes vote.
Is there debate? Senator Taylor.
Briefly, I want to personally thank our House committee and its chair for the hard work they put in on this bill. No longer are our students going to be the victims of a Lake Wobegon test. We are going to change that, and they've done a great job, and they deserve our thanks and appreciation for their hard work, especially the chairman.
The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 133, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute Senate Bill 133 rules? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendment to Senate Bill 133, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute Senate Bill 133 rules by a vote of 18 yeas to 0 nays. Senator Lehman?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on concurrence and final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clauses.
Without objection, the roll call and final passage of House committee substitute Senate Bill 133 rules will be considered the roll call on the effective date clauses. Madam Secretary.
Message dated May 8th, stating the House has passed CS for Senate Bill Number 174 rules, establishing a base student allocation with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill Number 174 finance, and has transmitted it for consideration.
Senator Lehman.
I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill 174 finance, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 174 finance.
Senator Ellis.
Can we have an adhesive, please?
Senate will stand. The Senate please come back to order. We are on the concurrence with the House amendments to committee substitute Senate Bill 174 rules. Is there debate? Question before the Senate is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 174, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 174 finance? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendment, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 174 finance by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays. Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on concurrence and final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call and final passage of committee substitute Senate Bill 174 finance will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Those are all the messages from the House this time.
No, we're going to go down. Let's see, we don't have any communications, reports to standing committees, reports to special committees.
Conference committee report dated May 8th. The conference committee with limited powers of free conference considering CS for House Bill number 127 rules relating to aviation and emergency equipment to be carried on an aircraft and Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 127 transportation amended Senate recommends the second committee conference committee substitute for House Bill number 127 be adopted, signing the report Representative Harris, Chair, Representative Bundy and Kutula, Senator Helfer, Chair, Senators Taylor and Olson.
Senator Lehman, would you first move that the motion to adopt the first conference committee substitute be withdrawn? Because we rescinded, that left the motion to adopt the first one before us. So move to withdraw that one and then move this one if you would, please.
Move and ask unanimous consent that my motion to adopt the first conference committee report be withdrawn.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Lehman.
I move that the Senate adopt the conference committee report for the second conference committee report for House Bill 127.
Is there debate? The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate adopt the second conference committee substitute for House Bill 127? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the second conference committee substitute for House Bill 127 passed the Senate by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays.
Those are all the conference committee reports at this time.
Let's see, that brings us down to, back to the calendar?
Yes, third reading of Senate, please.
Okay, let's see. We're on third reading of Senate bills on the calendar then?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, go ahead.
CS for Senate Bill number 186, Finance by the Senate Finance Committee, an act relating to municipal taxes on oil and gas production of pipeline property, establishing a limit on the general obligation debt that may be authorized and issued by home rule and general law municipalities and providing for an effective date before the Senate in third reading.
Is there debate? Question before the Senate is Senator Olson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Looking at Senate Bill 186, I feel that this is a very serious bill. First of all, it has to do with multiple million, this is dealing with a multi-million dollar piece of legislation. This proposed bill is so complex, I wonder how many members of this Senate body actually understand all the components and its consequences. The other day in finance, we had former Attorney General Av Gross, and look at the bill and comment on it. He brought it on home and came back with a report with his financial director and advisors that even they couldn't assess all the ramifications to the North Slope borough. However, they did agree on one thing, that it had a definite negative effect on what's going on in the North Slope as far as its capital improvement projects and its operating budget. This bill suggests that applying a $1,000 annual debt per capita above the proposed ceiling, the North Slope could survive on approximately $8 million a year. To my fellow senators here, we are talking about an area the size of Minnesota, roughly 100,000 square miles. My constituents live in the harshest weather conditions known to man, with long periods of daylight and long periods of darkness. Just to keep the infrastructure in place with the necessary regular and deferred maintenance renovations and improvements for schools, clinics, airports, and roads requires an annual budget that is equal to the amount of $8 million. As you are aware, Mr. President, there are 9 communities in the North Slope Borough. 3 villages, Atkinsuk, Nuiqsut, and Kaktovik, do not have running water or flush toilets. 4 of our communities, Wainwright, Point Lay, and Anaktuvik Pass, have water and sewer projects that are at this time incomplete. I believe it's important to look at the community of Kaktovik. As we speak here and assemble here tonight, there are delegates from Kaktovik who are diligently working to open up the ANWR issue both here in Alaska as well as in Washington, D.C. These North Slope Borough residents are Alaskans and are Alaska's main line defense against the extreme environmentalists and their efforts that threaten ANWR development. Without their support, the residents of Kaktovik and the residents of the North Slope
Anwar would never be developed. Yesterday, Arctic Power put out a newsletter that says, if I could quote, "Throughout the week, it has been increasingly clear that the Inupiaq president's presence on the Hill is one of the most important integral components of this issue. Congressional members give priority to meeting with the native people that come from this region and will meet with them over anyone else in the entire state of Alaska. We need to step up our presence in Washington, D.C. and flood the offices with the Inupiaq people and their views on Anwar. After we have done this, how can we as a Senate ask the people in Kaktovik that have no running water or flush toilets that you're going to have to develop Alaska resources and we're going to give you, you're going to have to wait another 15 years to be able to flush your toilets? At this point, Mr. President, I have seen no serious attempt to go ahead and have public hearings or input on this legislation. This is the third time that this bill has come up in the late hours of the night. First time was at 9:30 at night. The second time was at 8 o'clock at night. And now it's almost 10 o'clock at night, and we are hearing a bill that is going to severely paralyze the North Slope Borough with its ability to go ahead and bond. If such a bonding limit was going to be put on any other municipality, especially anything the size of some of the metropolitan places here in Alaska, including Anchorage, Fairbanks, or the Matsu Borough, hearings would go on for weeks. So it is with this message that I give to you, Mr. President, that this is not the way, and it would be ill-advised to pass this legislation that shows such extreme short-sightedness. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Further debate? The question before the Senate is the adoption of Committee Substitute Senate Bill 186, Finance. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so Committee Substitute Senate Bill 186, Finance, has passed the Senate by a vote of 11 yeas to 9 nays. Senator Lehman, the effective dates.
I move the effective date clauses. Move the adoption of the effective date clauses.
The question before the Senate is the adoption of the effective date clauses on Committee Substitute Senate Bill 186, Finance. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the effective date clauses on Committee Substitute Senate Bill 186, Finance, have been adopted by a vote of 14 yeas to 6 nays. Madam Secretary. Senator Lehman, would you advance us to Committee Substitute House Bill 181?
I move and ask unanimous consent that we move down the calendar temporarily to, or do you want to just go on down the calendar?
Yeah.
I'll just restate it. Move down the calendar to House Bill 181.
Without objection, we're at House Bill 181. Madam Secretary.
CS for House Bill number 181, Judiciary, an act relating to the obligations of spouses to insurance policies of spouses to the non-probate transfer of property on death to a community property trust to the division of the community property of spouses at death and to the Alaska Community Property Act, amending Rule 301, Alaska Rules of Evidence, and providing for an effective date before the Senate in third reading.
Is there debate? If there's no debate, the question before the Senate is final passage of Committee Substitute for House Bill 181, Judiciary. Senator Davis.
Mr. President, may I be a cross-sponsor on that bill?
Without objection, Senator Davis will be added as a cross-sponsor on House Bill 181. The question before the Senate is final passage of Committee Substitute House Bill 181, Judiciary. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so Committee Substitute House Bill 181, Judiciary, has passed the Senate by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays. Senator Lehman.
That the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the court rule change.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage will be considered the roll call on the court rule change. Madam Secretary, the next bill on the calendar. Will the Senate please stand at ease? Come back to order. Senator Kelly. Madam Secretary, would you read the next item on the calendar?
CS for House Bill number 228, Finance, an act relating to the accounting of fees from business license endorsements for tobacco products to the disclosure of certain confidential cigarette and tobacco product information to notification regarding a cigarette manufacturer's noncompliance with the Tobacco Product Master Settlement Agreement to business license endorsements for sale of tobacco products to citations and penalties for illegal sales of tobacco products and providing for an effective date before the Senate in third reading.
Is there debate? Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the letter of intent that has been distributed be adopted.
Without objection, the letter of intent is adopted as a Senate letter of intent. Question before the Senate is final passage of committee substitute for House Bill 228, Finance. If there's no debate, members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? So, committee substitute for House Bill 228, Finance, is passed the Senate by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays. Senator Lehman, the effective dates. Without objection, the roll call and final passage of committee substitute for House Bill 228 will be considered the roll call on the effective date clauses. Senator Lehman, would you move us back to committee substitute for House Bill 90?
Mr. President.
Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate rescind its action in adopting Senate Bill 186.
The motion is in order. The bill is still in our possession. We were on the calendar. The motion's in order. The question before the Senate is to rescind our action in adopting committee substitute Senate Bill 186. The motion requires the same vote as it requires to pass the bill, and that is before us. Is there debate? The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate rescind its action in passing committee substitute for Senate Bill 186, Finance? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? So the Senate has failed to rescind our action in passing committee substitute Senate Bill 186, Finance. Senator Lehman, would you, Senator Pierce, Senate will stand at ease. Please come back to order. Senator Lehman, would you move us to committee substitute for House Bill 90?
Move and ask unanimous consent that we move up the calendar to House Bill 90.
Without objection, we're on committee substitute House Bill 90. Madam Secretary.
CS for House Bill number 90, Finance, an act relating to reimbursement of municipal bonds for school construction and providing for an effective date before the Senate in third reading.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we return to second reading for the purposes of a specific amendment.
Without objection, we're in second reading for purposes of specific amendment number one.
Mr. President, I move amendment number one.
Is there objection to the adoption of amendment number one? There is objection. Question before the Senate is the adoption of amendment number one. Senator Phillips.
Mr. President, brief explanation of the amendment, please.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, the amendment is for bond reimbursement for schools in the Aleutians East, Kiana, and the Juneau Douglas roof repair.
Question before the Senate is the adoption of amendment number one. Senator Elton.
Very quickly, did I hear roof repair?
Sorry, it's a major.
Yes, it's a major. And it's a portion of the roof. That's correct.
Question before the Senate is the adoption of amendment number one. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? So amendment number one to committee substitute for House Bill 90, Finance, has been adopted by a vote of 19 yeas to 1 nay. The bill is back before us in third reading on final passage. Is there debate? The question before the Senate is final passage of committee substitute for House Bill 90, Finance, amended Senate. If there's no debate, members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so committee substitute for House Bill 90, Finance, amended Senate, is passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas to 1 nay. Senator Lehman.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage of committee substitute for House Bill 90, Finance, amended Senate, will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause. Will the Senate please stand at ease? Senator, we're going to fix it, right? Senator Kelly, would you move that we rescind our action in adopting, what is it, House Bill 90?
And ask unanimous consent that we rescind our action on adopting House Bill 90.
Without objection, we have rescinded our action in passing House Bill 90. The bill is back before us with the original motion that's in third reading on final passage. Senator Kelly.
Turn to second reading for the purposes of an amendment.
Without objection, we're returning to second reading for purposes of a specific amendment on one number. Senator Kelly.
Without objection, Mr. President, I move a conceptual amendment.
No.
Nope.
Has to be exact.
Pick the number. Okay. I move an amendment to amendment number one. And that amendment is on page 2, line 22, that number be 290 instead of 350.
The 350 changed to 290.
And that 373 be changed to 305.
We missed a step in the process of...
We rescinded our action in passing legislation. That brought it back before us in final passage with the motion to pass it pending. We then went back and...
The motion that he made was to amend amendment number one, and that has already been adopted. Yeah, an incorrect. We need to restate the motion.
Well, the motion is to amend amendment number one, but amendment number one is now incorporated. So he's amending the final version of the bill with amendment number one incorporated, but in order to get to a number, he really has to refer to amendment number one because it's on the second page of amendment number one on line 22. Does everybody have amendment number one before them? Line 22 of page 2 of amendment number 1, which is now incorporated in the bill. Senator Kelly is proposing to amend the 350 to 290 and the 373 to 305. That was a technical error in the original amendment. Senator Kelly?
I move that amendment.
The amendment is before us. Is there objection to the adoption of the amendment? There is objection by Senator Phillips. We will vote on the adoption of the amendment. Question before... We have to fix the board. It's not an amendment to an amendment in the sense of being an amendment before it's adopted, but it is an amendment to an amended bill. And it's the second amendment. That's right. This is now amendment number 2. Thank you for correcting the board. The question before the Senate is, shall amendment number 2, the committee substitute House Bill 90, Finance, amended Senate, be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so amendment number 2 to committee substitute for House Bill 90, Finance, amended Senate, has been adopted by a vote of 19 yeas to 1 nay. That brings the bill back before us in third reading on final passage. Senate will stand. Come back to order. Before us is committee substitute for House Bill 90, Finance, amended Senate. Third reading, final passage. If there's no debate, members may proceed to vote.
Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so committee substitute for House Bill 90, Finance Amended Senate, has passed the Senate by 18 yeas to 2 nays. Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage on committee substitute for House Bill 90, Finance Amended Senate, will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause. Senator Lehman, would you move us to Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 234? Senate will stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? We're on Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 234. Madam Secretary.
Senate CS for House Bill number 234, Finance Amended Senate, an act relating to the Tobacco Use Education and Cessation Fund and to Smoking Education and Cessation Programs relating to funding the Tobacco Use Education and Cessation Fund relating to financing of construction and major maintenance of public school facilities, facilities for the University of Alaska, and facilities for ports and harbors, authorizing the Commissioner of Revenue to sell the right to receive a portion of the anticipated revenue from a tobacco litigation settlement to the Northern Tobacco Securitization Corporation relating to the deposit of certain anticipated revenue from a tobacco litigation settlement, authorizing the issuance of bonds by the Northern Tobacco Securitization Corporation with proceeds to finance public school construction and major maintenance facilities for the University of Alaska and facilities for ports and harbors, and providing for an effective date for the Senate in third reading. And the amendment number 2 that has been distributed this evening should be amendment number 4.
The bill is before us in third reading. Senator Kelly.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we be allowed to return to second reading for the purposes of amendment number 4.
Without objection, Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 234, Finance Amended Senate, is returned to second reading for purposes of amendment number 4.
Mr. President, I move amendment number 4.
There is objection. The question before the Senate is the adoption of amendment number 4 to Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 234, Finance Amended Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so, amendment number 4 to Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 234, Finance Amended Senate, has been adopted by a vote of 14 yeas to 6 nays.
You're going to have to vote even closer now. This particular. Okay. The rest of them are already incorporated.
Okay. Is there debate on final passage on Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 234, Finance Amended Senate? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to say very quickly on this bill that I appreciate, and my colleagues in the Democratic minority appreciate, the effort that's gone into this this bill before us in its current form. We made schools a priority. I know other members made school construction and maintenance a priority, and with the passage of the last bill and this bill, I think we've put forward together a good effort. We would hope that the work would continue and the cooperation would continue next year to have another healthy package of school construction and maintenance projects, because the need across the state certainly calls for that. So again, I thank the folks on both sides of the aisle who worked together in the last few hours to get us to this point. It's better late than never. I'm proud to vote for this package and encourage my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to join me.
The question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 234, Finance Amended Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? So Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 234, Finance Amended Senate, has passed the Senate by a vote of 14 yeas to 6 nays. Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage of Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 234, Finance Amended Senate, will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause. And at this time, with unanimous consent, I'm going to waive engrossment of the last amendment so that bill can be transmitted. Will the Senate please stand at ease? Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Lehman, would you move us back to reports of special committees?
I move and ask unanimous consent that we go up the calendar to reports from special committees.
Madam Secretary, would you read the operating budget bills?
Conference committee report dated May 7th and received in the Senate May 7th at 8:20 a.m. The conference committee with limited powers of free conference considering CS for House Bill number 103, Finance, Budget Reserve Fund, Supermajority failed, and Senate CS for House Bill number 103, Finance, Budget Reserve Fund, Supermajority failed. Senate recommends that the conference committee substitute for House Bill 103 be adopted.
Senator Lehman?
I move that the Senate adopt the conference committee report, thus adopting conference committee substitute for House Bill 103.
The question, Senator Pierce. The Senate is under a call. Senate, please come back to order. The call is satisfied. The motion before the Senate is the adoption of conference committee substitute for House Bill 103. Senator Donnelly.
Mr. President, with a little give and take on supplementals, I think this is going to be one of the most accurate budgets we've had in quite a while. It is within our target of staying below population inflation. For general fund spending, it's about $4.6 million below that population inflation growth. And for total state spending, it's about $54 million below population inflation growth.
Question before the Senate is the adoption of the conference committee report on House Bill 103, thus adopting conference committee substitute for House Bill 103. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Senator Olson.
From yea to nay.
Senator Olson changes from yea to nay. Does any other member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so conference committee substitute for House Bill 103 is passed the Senate by a vote of 12 yeas to 8 nays. Senator Lehman, effective date.
I move the adoption of the effective date clause.
The question before the Senate is the adoption of the effective date on committee substitute or conference committee substitute for House Bill 103. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted?